Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jules Clementine and Lavinia with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, this past weekend, Laneway Festival was held on the Gold Coast for the first time, and as excited as people were online about the headlining act Chapel Roan, the organization of the festival came under mass scrutiny by users across Instagram and TikTok. Some users complained about access between stages being cut off, wondering why they couldn't see the artists they paid upwards of $230 to see, and questioning if the festival had been oversold. Others noted that even by music festival standards, lines for bathroom and food trucks were unruly. Some waiting 15 minutes for the bathroom, 30 minutes just to order food, and then another 20 to receive it. Then to top off the rest of the night, there was only one exit available for almost 37,000 attendees to slowly shuffle out of. It's also been stated by festival goers that accessibility exits were closed off as well. Similar issues were noted at Laneway Auckland, and calls for better organisation from the festival's teams have started.
More than 190 million public transport trips have been recorded over the past year in southeast Queensland, with new data revealing the most popular bus routes. Today marks 12 months since 50 cent fares were funded as an ongoing initiative. Buses took the top spot as the most popular form of transport over that period by far, accounting for 122 million trips. There were 54 million train trips and 14 million tram trips. The M2 from UQ Lakes to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital was used more than any other bus route, with more than 4.6 million trips. Minister for Transport and Main Roads, Brent Mickleberg, said in a statement, quote, "Queenslanders are jumping on board, with more people catching buses, trains, ferries and trams," end quote.
In national news, the New South Wales Premier and senior police officers have defended actions taken against protesters at Monday night's rally protesting against Israeli President Isaac Herzog's visit to Australia after videos of protesters and police clashing spread across social media. Videos posted online appear to show a man being punched by police and officers confronting protesters. One user, TJ Cusack, who reposted the story, stated, quote, "No amount of context justifies a gang of cops beating up an older man. Whether it's through direct actions such as this or through neglect and contempt for victims, it's clear they just exist to impose violence and oppression on anyone who disrupts some precious politician's worldview," end quote. Palestinian Action Group spokesperson Josh Lees said the violence could have been avoided if police allowed protesters to march and police actions were disproportionate. He said police officers charged at those trying to leave and pepper sprayed people on the ground. PAG has flagged another protest outside Sydney police stations for Tuesday. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he was devastated by the scenes. The Prime Minister said inviting Herzog was appropriate and urged those who disagreed with him to express any views peacefully and in an appropriate way.
Furthermore, following One Nation's recent surge in polling numbers, Liberal Party member Angus Taylor has been facing increasing pressure from Conservative voters to challenge Susan Lee for leadership over the Liberal Party. Ms. Hume, who backed Mr. Taylor in the original leadership ballot against Ms. Slay last year, described Liberals as wanting to support a strong leader, while blaming current leadership for the Liberal Party's recent polling. Although MPs privately acknowledged the high likelihood of a challenge later this week, allies of Ms. Slay, who defeated Mr. Taylor 29-25 to become opposition leader 9 months ago, are confident she still has majority support in the party room.
In international news, Israel's Security Cabinet has approved a series of sweeping measures to expand its powers across the occupied West Bank, including easing the sale of Palestinian land to Israeli settlers and expanding the powers of Israeli authorities in areas under Palestinian control. 8 Muslim-majority countries have denounced Israel for trying to impose, quote, unlawful Israel sovereignty in the occupied West Bank after it approved controversial new measures expanding its control and making it easier for Israeli settlers to buy land. The Palestinian president has described the Israeli decision as dangerous, illegal, and equivalent to a de facto annexation, calling for the US President Donald Trump and the UN Security Council to intervene. The Hamas group urged Palestinians in the West Bank to, quote, intensify the confrontation with the occupation and its settlers, end quote.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. Now, that's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.